Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. It's almost curtains for 2020, and what a year it has been. Now that we can put 2020 in the rearview mirror, we can also look ahead to what's on our plate for 2021. We started this year with hopes of achieving policy wins on ag labor, regulatory reform, expanding broadband, addressing mental health in rural America, and expanding trade. While those goals have seemed at times to be overshadowed by the COVID-19 pandemic and all the crises it brought our way, I'm proud that we still brought home some big wins for farmers on our original goals. While we need Congress to act on ag labor reform, we applauded the administration's release of new H-2A guest worker rules. The administration changed the calculation of wage rates and locked them in for 2 years, a move that will bring more predictability and stability to farmers who rely on those workers. Trade is headed in the right direction, with USDA recently issuing a forecast that ag exports will increase to $140.5 billion next year, with China leading the increase. In addition to the new U.S.-China Phase 1 agreement that commits China to greater purchases from the U.S., the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement took effect this summer. The U.S.-Japan agreement took effect last January, and negotiations are well underway with the United Kingdom. Signed into law in March, the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act, allocated more than $500 million to help rural communities connect to broadband internet. Also in March, the Broadband Data Act was signed into law, changing the way the government collects data on broadband access so that maps correctly show the areas that are lacking and need help. On mental health, the House and Senate passed language in the Defense Authorization Bill that would provide more training, improve awareness through public service announcements, and require federal agencies to work together to determine best practices in responding to rural mental health challenges. On the regulatory front, we made progress on modernizing Endangered Species Act rules and, finally, delisting the gray wolf, which has seen population growth for years and now will be managed appropriately at the state level. We also welcome decisions from the Environmental Protection Agency that will preserve farmers' and ranchers' access to critical crop protection tools. Through Farm Bureau's legal advocacy, we have defeated early efforts to block implementation of new rules that provide a reasonable definition of navigable waters and common sense reforms of the process for environmental reviews under the National Environmental Policy Act. The litigation is ongoing, and Farm Bureau remains fully committed to defending these and other administrative wins of the past few years. All of these achievements came as we worked for assistance to farmers as markets were decimated by COVID-19 and as they struggled to provide adequate protection for their farm workers. Farm Bureau membership always has been a great value for our members, but I believe we showed that value more than ever this year. Looking ahead to January, we will work with elected leaders to bring home more wins for farmers. We have work to do on taxes, protecting the tax cuts enacted in 2017, and making agricultural estate tax relief permanent. We must be engaged in the discussion on climate, ensuring that voluntary incentives are part of the solution. We must work to strengthen our food and agriculture system in light of what we've learned during the COVID-19 pandemic. Discussions about the next farm bill will get underway, and we'll be hard at work to ensure that farmers and ranchers have adequate risk management tools and conservation programs. We must maintain the hard-won regulatory reforms of the past few years, continue to work for a regulatory environment that allows farmers to be productive, and implement renewable energy mandates. Infrastructure improvements, broadband build-out, and agricultural research are also on the plate. We must continue to expand global markets, improve access to mental health services in rural America, and continue working for real, lasting reform of immigration and ag labor. Clearly, we have our work cut out for us, and if 2020 has shown us anything, it's that Farm Bureau, with our grassroots developed policy and our army of engaged farmer member advocates across the state, is up to any task. We are stronger together. I look forward to reporting on more policy wins in the days and weeks ahead. And finally today, we take pleasure in answering thus prominently the communication below, expressing at the same time our great gratification that its faithful author is numbered among the friends of the Sun. Dear editor, I am 8 years old. Some of my little friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says, if you see it in the Sun, it's so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? Virginia O'Hanlon. Dear Virginia, your little friends are wrong. They have been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their little minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men's or children's, are little. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant, in his intellect as compared with the boundless world around about him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of truth and knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist, and you know that they abound and give to your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would be the world if there were no Santa Claus. It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There would be no childlike faith then, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and light. The eternal light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch in all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus, but even if you did not see Santa Claus coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus, but that is no sign there is no Santa Claus. The real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Did you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not, but that's no proof that they are not there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders there are unseen and unseeable in the world. You tear apart the baby's rattle and see what makes the noise inside, but there is a veil covering the unseen world which not the strongest man, nor even the united strength of all the strongest men that ever lived could tear apart. Only faith, poetry, love, romance can push aside that curtain and view and picture the supernal beauty and glory beyond. Is it all real? Ah, Virginia, in all this world there is nothing else real and abiding. No Santa Claus? Thank God he lives and lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, nay, 10 times 10,000 years from now, he will continue to make glad the heart of childhood. Francis P. Church's editorial, Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus, was an immediate sensation and went on to become one of the most famous editorials ever written. It first appeared in the New York Sun in 1897, more than 100 years ago, and was reprinted annually until 1949, when the paper went out of business. 36 years after her letter was printed, Virginia O'Hanlon recalled the events that prompted her letter. She says, "Quite naturally, I believed in Santa Claus, for he had never disappointed me. But when less fortunate little boys and girls said there wasn't any Santa Claus, I was filled with doubts. I asked my father, and he was a little evasive on the subject. It was a habit in our family that whenever any doubts came up as to how to pronounce a word or some question of historical fact was in doubt, we wrote to the question and answer column in the Sun. Father would say, 'If you see it in the Sun, it's so,' and that settled the matter." Virginia announced to her father, "Well, I'm just going to write the Sun and find out the real truth." He said, "Go ahead, Virginia. I'm sure the Sun will give you the right answer as it always does." And so Virginia sat down and wrote her parents' favorite newspaper. Her letter found its way into the hands of a veteran editor, Francis P. Church. Son of a Baptist minister, Church had covered the Civil War for the New York Times and had worked on the New York Sun for 20 years, more recently as an anonymous editorial writer. Church, a sardonic man, had for his personal motto, "Endeavor to clear your mind of cant." When controversial subjects had to be tackled on the editorial page, especially those dealing with theology, the assignments were usually given to Church. Now he had in his hands a little girl's letter on the most controversial matter, and he was burdened with the responsibility of answering it. "Is there a Santa Claus?" the childish scrawl in the letter asked. At once, Church knew that there was no avoiding the question. He must answer, and he must answer truthfully. And so he turned to his desk, and he began his reply, which was to become one of the most memorable editorials in newspaper history. Church married shortly after the editorial appeared. He died in April 1906, leaving no children. Virginia O'Hanlon went on to graduate from Hunter College with a Bachelor of Arts degree at age 21. The following year, she received her master's from Columbia, and in 1912, she began teaching in the New York City school system, later becoming a principal. After 47 years, she retired as an educator. Throughout her life, she received a steady stream of mail about her Santa Claus letter, and to each reply, she attached an attractive printed copy of the Church editorial. Virginia O'Hanlon Douglas died on May 13, 1971, at the age of 81, in a nursing home in Valette, New York. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, have a very Merry Christmas and a safe and prosperous New Year.